it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics and the fight of a revolutionary soul singer. It's a hot night. Head down to the club for the pina coladas without the alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all. But it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics and the fight of a revolutionary soul singer. It's a hot night. Head down to the club for the pina coladas without the alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all. But it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time. Politics and the fight of a revolutionary soul singer. It's a hot night. Head down to the club for the pina coladas without the alcohol. And let's talk about the world, y'all. But it's a hot night. Let's talk about the sign of the time.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Produced by Missy Bailey. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
And welcome to Hot Talk. Yes, Tricklin, turn it up. Oh, woo-sa, welcome to Hot Talk. South Florida's number one community affairs show. Each and every Sunday night from 11 to 1, we labor here to discuss the challenges and achievements. I'm still in that frame of mind. And you can be a part of the conversation with our engaging panel of guests. We invite you to give us a call at 888-550-9105. Okay, so I spent the week in New York. Listen, it was a beautiful thing. I went up, you know, to help a dear friend of mine who was having surgeries, and you know, to be there for him through that whole thing. And it's just an energy in New York. If New York could have South Florida's weather, like, right? Wouldn't you like never leave? Oh my goodness! And it, you know, it doesn't matter. What I love about New York is that there's just all these little pockets of communities. You know, you can be in a neighborhood and never learn everything about a neighborhood. My friend stays in Battery Park, so you know that's like a whole vibe. And then it was 9/11. Even with 9/11, because we after his surgery was on. It was on 9/11, and we couldn't get back to his house until after 5 o'clock because, you know, all the dignitaries were there, and he lives right there. I mean, really, I could throw a rock at the World Trade Center from there. But it was really interesting. It was a really, really good time. And if you haven't been, I just tell you, I suggest that you go and just get in the energy. And so listen, so much was going on in New York. My goodness, was the story about James Blake playing here? It was huge, needless to say, in New York. Those of you who may have missed that story. A professional tennis player, James Blake, was standing outside of the Hyatt Hotel in New York, and he was just like ambushed by undercover police because he fit the description of somebody who was involved in credit card fraud. And the police attempted. First, they said, well, we don't know. Then like in New York, it was really funny because they have a channel called New York One. In a New York minute, they will change the news on you. And so like every hour it kept coming back with, OK, well, no. Now the police say that cop has been accused of doing this 3 to 4 different times. And then James Blake came out and he said, yeah, something's going to have to happen. I want that cop fired because there was just no reason. And then there was no videotape. Then the videotape came out, and you see clearly everybody in the country now has seen the videotape. So we're like, okay, well, let's wait for it. Where's the picture of the man that supposedly looked exactly like James Blake? That's the shoe that has not dropped yet. And so rather than drop that picture of the man that supposedly looked exactly like him, they decided to put him on, what is he, on administrative leave or something to that effect. Yeah, but James Blake came out and said, I want him fired, period, because what he did was unnecessary. It was, what do you call unnecessary roughness? That's football. No, okay, so it was, yeah. And is your mic on over there? Oh, no, you swing that one around. It was unnecessary roughness. And so now, like, how does that, when you identify somebody, I'm talking to Officer, I'm talking to Officer Elena right now. When there is a suspect like that, and there's, you know, it, somebody that looks like them, can you just do that? Can you just run up on somebody like that legally?
It depends on the circumstances. I mean, if they didn't think he was in the active, you know, committing a crime, seems a little suspect to me. There's probably a little more to that story that hasn't hit the news yet.
Right. Like, I'm waiting for the picture. So if the picture comes out and he looks like Wesley Snipes, then she's going to be fired. The debate, the CNN debate is coming up on Wednesday the 16th. But wait, before I get into any of that. So my dear friend, I saw him on Periscope. Adrian Friedman came up to New York and he was there for the U.S. Open. Okay, and this is like a bucket list item for him and the whole thing. So, Adrian, are you on the phone there, my dear friend?
Here.
I'll let him. How are you, Sunshine?
I'm great. So I'm great. My weekend was redeemed.
Okay, so I was going to say, so you came up to New York for the U.S. Open. And I was just so excited. And then I'll let you tell the rest of that story.
And then I arrived on Friday. I get off the flight. And as soon as I get into the airport, of course, I open up my U.S. Open app because Serena is playing. Not only is she playing, she's losing. So I stopped cold in the airport. Couldn't even move. Just had to sit down. Got my luggage, sat down, watched the match before I could get a cab, a car, or anything.
Wow.
So literally before I left the airport, I knew she had lost, and now I'm like, so what am I going to do? Because there's no way I'm going to the tennis center and she's not playing.
Right.
Because that's the reason I came.
And you weren't going to turn around and go back home.
And I wasn't going to turn around and go back home. So thankfully, I know lots of people everywhere.
Yes.
And I said, well, it just happens to be Fashion Week, so why don't I do that?
Right.
So I ended up going to some shows and had to run and get me some clothing, and, you know, because you can't go to a Fashion Week show in tennis clothes.
Right.
So went and got hooked up and did the Fashion Week thing, and it was amazing.
So now this Roberta Vinci, who shocked the world and beat Serena, what was it, 2-6, 6-4, 6-4?
Right.
Now, who is she? She just, like, seemed to come out of nowhere. And I heard, well, wait a minute, is she the one that won and then retired immediately?
Okay. Well, I know who she is. She's a tennis player. She's an older tennis player. She's ranked 43 in the world.
Wow.
So she's not top 10, but she's decent. You know,
right.
She's decent. You know, so she's been around a long time. She does not play a power game. She uses just a lot of finesse and a lot of trickery and what have you. And Serena just could never find her way.
Mm.
Now, to be honest, I have no idea, because when I logged out of my U.S. Open app at the airport, I don't know what happened after that.
Okay.
I did see a scroll across a television which did say Federer won, so I was happy about that. But honestly, I checked out, so I have no idea.
After all of that, you were just like done. Well,
I was done.
So, but you got a chance to enjoy some New York. Did you go over to Blue Smoke like I told you?
Okay, so I didn't go to Blue Smoke.
Okay, good.
I ended up going over to the South Street Seaport.
Oh, okay. You
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the name of the place was Dolphins, D-O-F, something like that,
mm-hmm.
because they're known for their seafood and their oysters and all kinds of stuff. So I went over
awesome.
There and had the best gumbo I've ever had in my life.
Awesome.
Better than New Orleans at South Street Seaport. Amazing.
I love it. Well, I'm glad that you had a good time, even though Serena, I felt so bad for you that there was like such a bucket list item to see Serena win the U.S. Open and the four, what is it? It's like when you win a Tony Grammy, Oscar, Emmy, but
exactly.
In sports.
The Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam, yeah. And you didn't get to see her win, but glad you had a good time in New York. And next time we have to hook up while we're there.
Absolutely. It was a busy week, but a great time nonetheless.
Yes. All right, babe. Well, I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for sharing.
You got it.
Yeah, and tell Chevron he's on the list for next Sunday. We have to talk the debate on CNN on Wednesday.
So I'll be looking on the list for next Sunday.
Yes, I'm looking for him next Sunday.
Check your text. I just text you the side-by-side of James Blake and the gentleman they were looking for.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is he a twin?
He is. He looks like him.
Oh, okay.
But as you said, for New York One, come to find out, even the guy they were looking for, who wasn't James Blake, turned out to be innocent as well. Go figure.
Wow. See, look at that. Mm-mm-mm. Got to keep the pressure on. Thank you, darling. We'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Adrian Freeman. That was good stuff. And what is his name? Bart Cyclops was going to hang out as well at the U.S. Open, but didn't get a chance to make it. Shouts out to Shamel Jenkins. Thank you so much, president of the Miami-Dade County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. Caretakers of more than 2,800 youth in foster care, youths who have been placed under the state's custody and into homes due to abandonment, neglect, and or abused physically, mentally, and or sexually. The Miami-Dade Foster and Adoptive Parent Association is hosting a Family Day of Affairs and Teen Summit for more than 600 foster youth and their families. It's happening on Saturday the 19th at Miami-Dade North College. North Campus, Miami-Dade College North Campus, 119th Street and 27th Avenue. And on Saturday at Christ Fellowship Church, which is 8900 Southwest 168th Street in Palmetto Bay. Both events are from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. with volunteers arriving at 9:30 if you'd like to volunteer. Those of you who have foster children or have thought about that might be something, a way for me to give a part of who I am to someone who needs love and support and a family, you might want to make your way out. The events are open to the public and they are seeking relative caregivers and friends who are taking care of someone else's children to come out as well. They may not be receiving the appropriate benefits and or may not be saying anything at all about out of fear that the child will be removed from them. Oh, I get it. We want to ensure them that this is not the case. We have a special workshop that will tell them about new legislation that will allow them more services for their children. So in addition to those of you who want to adopt, Shamel is sharing with me that if you are caring for children now, and you may not be aware of all the things that are available to you, fund, services, etc., you can come out as well. And if there are any dilemmas on you being concerned whether or not the children will stay and be able to stay with you, they're also encouraging you to come out and get additional information. Thank you so much, Shamel, for that info. And you can give us a call here at the radio station if you would like more info on that.